Good morning, Grace family. I love Grace. I love the teaching at Grace. I love the people at Grace, and I love the fellowship here. I started coming in 2009 to this church, and since then have been a part of four different care groups and enjoyed each of them for different reasons. And this year, it came around time to sign up again, and I began to pray, where would God have me to go, because I'm trying to be intentional in what I do and who, you know, interacting with people. And I tend to be a hustle bustle person, and sometimes you can miss that quiet leading of the Holy Spirit. And so I said, God, just really, as I think and pray about this, just show me where you would have me to go. And so I felt very much led to go to Thomas and Alyssa Milam's care group. And so I was excited about it, and the first Monday night comes, and drive over there. And I get there, and it's all young couples. All, like, people having babies, and I'm like, oh my, get to be grandma of the group, or mom of the group, or something. And I thought, but it's okay, you know, we can be a little bit out of our comfort zone. But by the end of the night, I walked out of there, and I just looked up at the sky, and I said, God, thank you for leading me here. It's right. I knew that God had placed me in the right place. Just the opportunities as I was there to talk, and the beginning of the friendships that were made, that I was making, and the connections. I didn't know, actually, two of the couples there. I had seen them, but they had just recently started coming. And so it just, when I walked out, I mean, literally, I was bubbling over, and just so grateful and so thankful to God for directing me there. And so I called my sister and I said, I can't believe it. I said, I just am so excited about how God is going to use these connections of friendships in each other's lives. And then just as our hands come together and our hearts come together, that we reach out to other people that need to know about God's love for us. And so I am excited about care groups. I love them. I encourage you to be a part of one. And it's not always convenient. And last year I had to miss a lot of my care groups just because I was caring for my mother. So, you know, but still, those friendships and those bonds are some that I cherish. And also it just gives you something extra special when you come on Sunday morning. You've got that connection going on. So thank you. And let me tell you how not to end up here. You used to think you can't go to lunch with Rich, because if you talk to Rich, you're going to end up here. Bobby Locklear is on the list now. I shared this story with him, and he was 2 days later, I got the email. Come on up. So thank you, guys.